What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Those of you who've actually had sex with a friend's mom or dad, how did it go down? Her daughter dumped me for a guy she didn't like and I fell on hard times with my mom. So I would occasionally go over there to shower and eat something. She was in her 40s. Very thin but had a very nice face and was always very nice to me. I was 18 and always very complimentary to her and thankful for her helping me out. She was helping me without her daughter's knowledge as well. One day a hug goodbye got really long. She wouldn't let go. But she wasn't doing anything else. Just hanging on very tight. Being 18 and because of our relationship, I developed an instant erection. I guess she felt it and nuzzled closer. I started kissing her neck. Pulled her dress up. I guess her husband didn't really pay attention to her. Something I didn't notice or pay attention to while I was dating her daughter. We went at it for a few hours as the house was empty. She must have been pent up. It was honestly surreal. It didn't set in for a few days. My ex and my friends were all intertwined. I couldn't tell anyone and never have. Happened a few more times until I had my life in order and it seemed like she was starting to regret cheating on her husband. Would only let me come inside of her. Which blew my mind as I had been constantly pulling out of her daughter for fear of the obvious. It definitely made being dumped by my first girlfriend a lot easier to deal with. When I was 20, the friend in question's mom could get us into a bar her friend owns. Every week me and three friends would go and she would buy every drink and be over all of us. One night after her son crapped out early, I just said the hell with it, went along with it when we got back to the house. She was hot for a mom but a dead fish in bed, so it felt really underwhelming to say the least. Anyway, she made me breakfast the next morning. Blew me real fast and took me home all before he woke up. To this day the friend I'm pretty sure knows but we don't talk about it. I know a girl who cheated on her BF for 5 years with his dad. She and the dad are married now. Not a friend. But a bully. He bullied me for being queer, so I ducked his dad. I made damn sure he could hear me screwing his dad. The bullying stopped. His parents were already heading for a divorce and I just pushed them closer to a divorce. Now they are separated and now he is married to a nice man. After reading a few of these, I feel very fortunate to have had a positive experience. I knew I wanted her the moment I saw her. But this happens a lot. I'm sure you've seen someone on the street and thought of the things you'd like to do with them if you had the opportunity. I didn't say or do anything about it for months. Until I playfully invited her to see a movie with me. It's a harmless thing to ask. Right? We exchanged numbers. And while texting, she sent the first naughty message. We stayed up all night sexting. I felt like I was dreaming. We met the following night and made out in her car. I couldn't believe how quickly things were escalating. But she admitted how she felt about me for the past few months as well. Right down to being attracted to my voice. She went down on me in her car the same night. 2 days later. She booked a hotel and we ducked for the first time. It was incredible. I had never come so hard before. I hit the painting on the wall above the bed. Sorry anyone who stays in that room. This went on almost one a week for over a year. It was the best time of my life. I grew so much as a person. All my regrets and mistakes I have made were washed away. Everything I ever did or happened to me didn't matter anymore. Because it somehow led me to her. in this life, in this timeline. I wish I met her sooner, before she wound up in a shitty marriage. But I know that's impossible. I loved her and still do. We stopped because she needed to focus on her role in her son's life as his mother. She wasn't young like me. Can't just live like that at that stage anymore. I hope she's still getting her sexual release somehow. I can't imagine how much torture it is to be trapped in a loveless marriage. To bring a little humor into this, we eventually saw a movie months into whatever it was we had. We saw Suicide Squad. I liked it. But she also gave me head in the theater parking lot before we went in. So I might be biased. Thanks for reading. And please don't settle for someone you don't love or doesn't love you back. So he wasn't really a friend per se. I used to buy weed off him in my mid-20s and he was about 20 and lived with his mom. She was late 40s. Definitely our trash Ibana material. Went by once and he was just leaving. His mom asked if I wanted to drive her to the bar. Turns out she had had a few and currently had a brief elixir in her car. I knew I was getting laid whether I wanted it or not. Anyway. Fun night. Never went by there again. Today OP learned about the serious tag. It all started when I broke both my arms. It, enough arthathapin to last a few years. It all started on Zboxliv. Is anyone else in here rock hard? I had sex with an ex-girlfriend's mom. She broke up with me and a couple of weeks later I ran into her mom at the grocery store. Her mom commented that she missed me being around and I said I missed her too. She was a pretty cool mom. She told me that her divorce got finalized. Her sister was going to move in and some other small talk type stuff that we both shared as we walked around the store. I helped her put her groceries in her car and she hugged me. She told me I should come over sometime and see her new paintings. She was an artist. I went over a week or so later and she served me some wine and basically seduced me and introduced me to roleplay at the same time. We did mommy son incest roleplay induct. My god, it was so hot. We saw each other for over a year and then she moved. I miss her sometimes. New DOSer misspeaking stalked me online for months. Used to send me naked pictures of his family and everything. Had to get the cops involved eventually. Stacy's mom, in fact, has got it going on. Threads like this remind me that I have lived an aggressively boring life and I want to duck and die already. After reading all these comments, all I can say is you all need Jesus in your life. Holy water. Confessions. The whole shebang. The fact that I've got a raging heart on is irrelevant. Once I jerked off on my friend's mom's panties. Left mine up there and everything. I was 18 and my GF and I went to the zoo with her mom and my GF ended up throwing some kind of temper tantrum. Since her mother drove, it was an awkward car ride home. I wouldn't even talk to her. And I looked over and she was giving me a death stare and said, "Do you want to break up?" I sat there for a second and her mom said she was going to drop her, my GF, and drive me the rest of the way home. I said, "Yeah. Yeah, I do." She dropped her daughter off and drove me home. I joked that my plan to get to her via her daughter had worked. She laughed at that and said I'd be lost and have no idea what to do with her. I blushed so hard at that and she saw it. It took me a few minutes to gather my thoughts and figured, duck it, I'm going to flirt. Her mom, since the day I met her, would always wear tighter shirts and hiffigging jeans around me. She was a recently divorced woman who may have been lonely. Who knows? So I made a flirty comment about her looking fitter every time I came over. We get back to my house. My parents aren't there and she had joked about taking the day off to come and use my pool. So I used that and said, "It's a great night for night swimming." I fully expected her to just laugh and tell me to get out. But she said okay, and there I was with my now ex-GF's mother in my pool. She's in her undies and we are making out. The following weekend my now ex went to her dad's for the weekend and I stayed the weekend with her mother and we messed around. It went on for a few weeks more but broke it off when her daughter started suspecting it. I don't regret it and we both had a lot of fun. Edit, yes we ducked. Not six. But at a good friend's wedding. I was saying goodbye to everyone and decided to do the kiss on the cheek thing with his mom. And she was thinking the same thing. We ended up kissing on the lips. Don't do that anymore. I always had the hearts for her. And when I was 16 we made out at New Year's. Nothing happened except some decent text messages and one other makeout session for another year. And I moved away. Fast forward 4 years and I'm 21 and living back in my hometown. She had 3 kids. All my age. And we hung out occasionally. We got drunk one night and I promised my friend I wasn't gonna bang his mom. Well, she started cuddling up close to me and it was game over. 10/10 would bang again. I dated this girl. Right after school. But it didn't work out. A couple of years later. We started talking again and became friends. Which means I was still trying to duck her but with no luck. One day. She ghosted on me when we were supposed to hang out. She called me later and asked me to come over again. When I got there. She was an emotional wreck. Turns out. She was hanging out with her best friend's dad and they wound up ducking like rabbits. Why she was hanging out with her friend's dad? I'll never know. Her friend found out and called her a slut and ended their friendship. I thought it was a pretty shitty thing to do. Plus I was pissed off about some old guy ducking this chick I was trying to nail myself. So I just let our friendship die off. That was 20 plus years ago. Don't miss her. I went from an own screw up to the guy with his sheet together. At least in my town. I graduated. Joined the military. Got out and started a business. After my business stabilized a few months ago. I went home and visited an old HS friend who's mooching off of his mom. Just like his dad. Anyway. The friend invited me over for dinner but I showed up early and he ended up flaking. So mom. Dad and I had dinner together. It got pretty tense because dad didn't like me too much. He thought I was home just to show off my new life, kind of was. And he didn't care to hear about it at all. But she wouldn't stop asking me about it. Causing him to get super annoyed and leave. Our conversation carried on into the evening. And my friend finally stumbled in clearly drunk. His mom just looked embarrassed and disappointed. I took him up to his room and tucked him into bed. When I came downstairs she hugged me telling me how proud of me she was and that watching me turn out like this was heartwarming. She was the first person to say anything of the sort. Since to my parents I'm still a screw up. While hugging my lips touched her neck and she squeezed me closer. From there you can all figure out what happened next. I was still home for a few more days after that and since my parents didn't appreciate my presence. I stayed with them. Interestingly enough. Staying with them made the dad warm up to me. As of now. No one else knows except my business partner and the lovely people of Reddit. Friend of mine slept with my sister and kept making a big deal about it. I honestly could have cared less. And his mom was always making offhand sexual comments when I was around her so I decided to go for it. She had him when she was 16. We were around 18-19. So she wasn't old and still looked pretty good. Came through one day knowing he wasn't there after flirting with her pretty hard for a few weeks and she almost immediately jumped my bones. We slept together for a while after and neither of us ever said a word about it. It was fun while it lasted and I didn't stay friends with the guy for other reasons. But anytime he mentioned that he slept with my sister. I had the satisfaction of knowing his mom was extremely into ATM and ducked like a champion. Leaving the other one cause I couldn't care less. I didn't know he was her dad. He was just someone I was sleeping with but one night when we were out driving. We drove past my old high school and he mentioned that his daughter went there. I made the connection with the surname and asked. He confirmed. After reading all the comments I learned that a marriage on the edge of divorce is perfect occasion to make your move. Also you don't have to be that close with your friend to be friend at all. I don't know what to do with this information. Edit, so many suggestions. But I think I'll keep vanilla dating with actually single POP without any awkward ties with my social circle just to be safe. and I hope I'll get called Methodica only by my possible future child. Here is my story about sleeping with my best friend's mom. I needed a place to stay. So I rented my best friend's room while he was away. I was a very good tenant. I always paid his rent on time. Kept the house clean. And helped out with the man jobs around the house. It was about 6 weeks after I moved and when I was having different thoughts about her. My demeanor changed. My sentences were short and I couldn't keep eye contact. She started to make risque double entendre and I would get visibly red. She had divorced her husband back when we were still in lower school and never really found time to start another relationship. So the thought kind of turned her on, I guess. So one night, when I came home late from a party a little tipsy, she let me know she knew. I was quite embarrassed at first. But she told me it was alright and to take off my pants and lie down. I laid down on the couch. And she grabbed my ankle and knee and began tugging it towards herself. "What are you doing?" I asked. "Pulling your leg," she answered, just like everyone reading this post. Ooh, I can answer this. I actually met the dad first through drumkin shenanigans and a different friend, and I ended up moving in with him. Using certain parts of my body to subsidize my rent. And then I met his daughter and she became one of my best friends. She didn't find out about the dad stuff for almost a year. She needed a small break from our friendship when it first came out, haha. We're still friends now though. No sex. Because I stopped myself. I was 18 and it was my very hot aunt by marriage who was my uncle's wife and my mom's good friend. I visited her sometimes when the uncle wasn't around because she was the cool aunt who was always telling me, "Hey. Stop by anytime and use my place like a crash pad during the day. Bring your GF if I'm not around and do whatever you guys do. I'll give you a key. You know me. I'm cool." I found out just how cool she was. I stopped by one day and she was drinking a bit and she made a little joke about me being a big boy and then pushed up hard. I had very little self-control and dove at her. She laughed and we started to get into it, but she pushed me back slightly and told me to slow down because we had time. That snapped me out of it enough to make me realize that if I did this, at some point she was going to pissed off at my uncle and let it slip as a duck you to him. And I was eventually going to have to deal with my uncle and cousin and mom. Not worth it. Noped out of there. Would have been hot but could have wrecked a lot of stuff. Much better not to have. My buddy's mom had recently gotten divorced. I went to his house looking for him so we could go play baseball. He had already left but she invited me in anyway. Shit escalated quick. Other one was a woman I worked with. She asked if I wanted to go out for drinks one night. I had a fake ID so I went for it. Went back to her place and did the deed. Woke up the next morning to her making breakfast. Went into the kitchen to see her and her two kids were sitting at the kitchen table. Recognized them instantly. I previously dated her daughter freshman year and I played football with her son. I had no idea how old she was when I went out with her and didn't know her kids were older. When I was 19, I ended up in a mental hospital for a suicide attempt, and one of the ladies in one of my group therapy groups was the mom of this guy I had gone to high school with. She was separated from her husband at the time and she and I got along well. After I got out of the hospital, she and I would hang out and talk or go to the movies. One day, I apparently seduced her, not exactly on purpose, and we sorta started sleeping together a lot. She divorced her husband, told her family she was a lesbian, said she felt like she always had been gay but didn't know it. She went full on LGBT empowerment. This was the early 90s in the Bible Belt and she was a just out 48 year old. She starting dating different women and last I saw her, she seemed very happy. I don't think her son ever knew it was me that turned his family upside down. My story is about my mom's friend. I was 21. She was 55. My mom had told her that I would bring something to her on my way to meet with friends. My mom and her friend lived in the same neighborhood. To literally walk over to the other's house would have taken 5 minutes. I was scheduled to meet my friend Mark out and we were headed to a friend's party. I stopped by thinking nothing was afoot. She answered the door in a black teddy. As a matter of full disclosure, I was always attracted to her. She had this way about her that made me excited. She opened the door and said, "Care to have a drink?" I know my eyes looked huge and I said, "Yes, ma'am." She made an old-fashioned and we watched a porn she was already watching. I took out my flip phone and texted Mark. "Best go without me. I'm indisposed." That night we had sex all night. That's when I truly understood how to eat a woman out. She did more teaching than she did more deflowering. To this day she still makes my toes curl when I think of her. Damn you, Mrs. Jackie. She later broke my heart when she married some asshole for money. We had sex for about a year. AMA. I did have a friend who did something impressive. He was a local musician in our small town. My buddy is dirty as ugly hippie dude with long greasy hair. But he has the voice of an angel.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Gained a following in our little town. He starts dating this girl who is just out of high school who must have had confidence issues. Because seriously, my friend really only had one thing going for him and that was music. Anyway, she wises up. Realizes he's a loser and leaves for California. My friend goes into a depression and writes all these sad soppy songs. Well, the girl's mother is fresh divorced and also one of the bar scene regulars. She starts talking to my friend and invites him over to talk and write song. So he bangs his ex-girlfriend's mom for a while. But wait, there's more. Dirty hippie boy is playing a show and runs into ex-girlfriend's sister at one of the out-of-town shows, her college town. She brings him back to her place and they bang. He banged all the women in that one family. The two daughter were smoking hot. The mom was just so-so. Neither daughter knows he banged their mom. Had a GF in 6th and 7th grade. Moved away at the beginning of 8th. Met back up with GF after high school. She was in a relationship, so we never pursued a relationship. I ended up getting married some years later and divorced a few years after that. Was on the post-divorce prowl and friended her mom on Facebook to see what the old GF was up to. She was living in another state with her new husband and infant. Her mom asked me to lunch to catch up. Catching up turned into her revealing she always thought I was a special person and always hoped I'd end up with her daughter. I could tell she was totally into me and came across as being very lonely from her recent divorce. So I just made a move and she practically threw herself at me, kissing me like she'd been starving for affection. I slid my hand under her shirt and then under her bra. I hesitated when I realized she had a t-shirt on under her bra. It took a second to click that her family was Mormon and this was her magical underwear. I wasn't about to let that ruin my fun, so I ripped her clothes off and ducked her every way imaginable. I could tell by her reaction and pleasantly surprised looks that she'd never done half of the things I did to her. We went at it for an hour and a half. And when we were done, she just played there in shock. I asked if she was okay and she just continued to stare at the ceiling and said, "That was the best sex of my life." She continued on about how she hadn't had sex with her husband since she became pregnant with her then 9-year-old daughter and how she'd never experienced that kind of passion with him. I believe she was only ever with her husband. And it kind of made me sad that this 46-year-old woman had never made love. I felt really bad after that night because she had made it clear that she wanted a relationship with me. I knew I couldn't give her what she wanted, so I chose to avoid her. I ran into her a few years later after I had remarried and she told me she was heartbroken after I stopped talking to her and that she had cried and cried when she found out I was married. She said she told her bishop what had happened. But that she didn't regret it because it was the single most enjoyable moment of her life. A friend's mom happens to be decent friends with my mom. After high school, she would come around the house before or after her and my mom would go out. It's also pretty well known that she can get out of control when she drinks. Nothing crazy. But she would be more flirty. Sexually aggressive and outspoken. Typical drunk stuff. One night they both came home pretty turned up. As my mom would leave the room to grab drinks. Her friend would ask me questions like how many girls I've been with. Do I like sex? Etc. I was past my naive year and saw where this was going. I always thought she was attractive and all the talk had me hard already. So I grabbed her hand and put it on my big dick. She felt it for a few seconds and smiled. She then said something along the lines of if it was anyone else I would. Turns out it didn't matter because I waited until we had all gone to bed and snuck my way to where she was sleeping aka the living room couch. Had some quick but amazing sex and life went on.